Should the president of the Navajo Nation have to speak Navajo? A tribal referendum was held on that question this week. Navajos voted no. Last fall, a candidate for the tribal presidency was disqualified because he didn't speak Navajo fluently. Advocates say that loosening the language requirement will enable younger generations of Navajo to run. They're less likely to speak the native language. Opponents say the change could weaken the Navajo community. We're joined now from the Navajo Nation by Jessica Dodson. She is 23 years old and fluent in Navajo. Ms. Dodson, ya'ati.
Yes, ya'ate.
May I ask, how did you vote on Tuesday?
I voted against.
You voted against loosening the language requirement?
Yes.
Why?
Mainly the reason why is because I personally am fluent in Navajo.
Yeah.
I practice the Navajo language on a daily basis. Speaking Navajo language encourages me to help my elders in my community because I work at a local senior center. So every day I have to be able to communicate with them.
Why do you think, Ms. Dodson, you're only 23 yourself, why a lot of young Navajo apparently aren't learning the language or at least using it?
I believe that due to the advancement of technology, I see a lot of our younger generations having cell phones, playing video games, watching TV, and they're not really going out there into the community and showing themselves that they do care about saving our language and our culture.
And you see saving, keeping the Navajo language alive as being part of keeping your culture alive. You don't think that their young Navajo who can't learn about the culture observe traditions without learning the language?
Language and culture ties in together. You cannot separate them. For example, when I go to a traditional ceremony, I observe, I participate, and I notice that there is about 90% elderly are in there because they were brought up with it. And as years went on, their grandkids are not really interested in it just due to no one advocating, telling them, come in, sit in the hogan, listen to these songs. It will brighten your spirit. It will refresh your mind and soul. And no one's doing that. They just think it's some sort of ritual that they don't have to take part of, but it's who they are. They should carry it on, is what I strongly believe.
Yeah. And you think that, therefore, it's a good idea to make this a requirement for someone who would be the president of the Navajo Nation?
Yes, because this Navajo Nation president represents us to the country, to different states. They have to know that this leader here is representing not only himself, but his people. The whole Navajo tribe, showing them my people know their language, know their culture, know where they're coming from. I mean, that's what that person represents.
Jessica Dodson of the Navajo Nation, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.